ABC Radio Australia.
Almost 90 countries have now reported more than 27,000 cases of monkeypox this year. The World Health Organization has been urging governments to scale up their response. The Pacific region remains a low to moderate risk for the outbreak. Nevertheless, parts of New Caledonia, French Polynesia have started to vaccinate against monkeypox. Joining me now is Professor Andrew Grulick, a professor and program head of the HIV Epidemiology and Prevention Program at the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales. Good morning to you, Professor Grulick.
Good morning, Priyanka.
Now, when we hear all these numbers and the fact that the World Health Organization is urging governments to scale up their response, we do get a bit worried. But how worried should we be, particularly in the Pacific, about monkeypox?
Well, the World Health Organization has declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. And the reason it did that is to draw international concern and an international response to this condition. Until this year, it's a condition that was only present in Western Central Africa and at really low levels. But there has been this major outbreak this year. So that declaration is really about galvanizing countries to get a public health response together, and that response is around vaccination.
And can you tell us more about what monkeypox is and what the risks are when it comes to it?
Sure. So monkeypox is a close relative of smallpox. Smallpox, of course, is the only virus ever to have been eliminated from the human population. But it's a condition, as I mentioned, endemic to a couple of African regions where it's transmitted from a variety of mammals, not just monkeys, to humans, mostly during hunting, it's believed. Just this year, it seems to have spread around the world. But this time in a very different fashion. This time it's very concentrated in gay and bisexual men, being transmitted at quite high levels in Europe and the US over their northern summer, mostly around large social gatherings, which occurred, in the context of these are the first gay pride celebrations since the COVID epidemic, first big celebrations in 3 years. And that led to really quite a big explosion of those cases in Europe and North America, and now onward transmission around the world. I should say, while this is a relative of smallpox, it's nowhere near as severe as smallpox. Smallpox regularly kills people, but this is not a virus that has a high mortality rate, has a very low mortality rate, at least in the current outbreak. Presents as pox, and that means lumpy lesions on the skin which proceed from blisters to pussy lesions with a scab. And for most people, is a mild or moderate disease.
Okay, and as you mentioned, this virus seems to be circulating around gay and bisexual men. Does that mean we should consider it as a sexually transmitted disease, an STI?
So we know this virus can be transmitted from the skin lesions, from what are called the pox. So and when those are open with the blisters or the pussy lesions, a virus can absolutely be transmitted from the skin. So it's not only sexually transmitted. It's also can be transmitted through what we call large respiratory droplets. And that means if you were, for example, speaking loudly to a person face-to-face, theoretically you could transmit it. Having said that, the huge majority of cases are, and I'm talking like 98% of cases, are in gay and bisexual men. And that really suggests that that sort of droplet transmission through the respiratory tract is just not happening, and that most of the transmission does in fact appear to be sexual.
Interesting. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, we're talking all things monkeypox after parts of New Caledonia and French Polynesia have started to vaccinate against the virus. We're finding out what the risks are to the rest of the Pacific. Now, as I just mentioned, French Polynesia and parts of New Caledonia have started to vaccinate against monkeypox. What are your thoughts on this? Is it a good idea?
So the vaccine against monkeypox is the same vaccine that we used to use for smallpox, although updated. So it protects against those two conditions. So countries have been holding smallpox vaccines in stockpiles just in the extremely unlikely event of a bioterrorism attack, because the smallpox virus still exists in many labs around the world. And so there has always been a concern that sinister forces might actually use that in a terrorism attack. And so for that reason, countries hold stockpiles of smallpox vaccine. So some countries hold an updated, very safe vaccine, and when that's the case, it definitely makes sense for countries to be vaccinating, and in the current context, that would absolutely start with gay and bisexual men who are sexually active. Other countries, and actually Australia was one of these, had an older vaccine in stockpiles which was somewhat less safe and therefore probably not worth using against monkeypox. Australia has now managed to obtain a relatively good-sized stock of the new vaccine, the safer vaccine, and is moving ahead quickly with vaccine. So where countries have supply, it really does make sense that they would be starting targeted vaccination now.
And I wanted to ask you, because you're also program head of the HIV epidemiology program there at the Kirby Institute, and as we're talking about, monkeypox is mainly circulating around gay and bisexual men. Mm. How does stigma, particularly in many Pacific nations where there is this stigma associated with the LGBTIQ groups, how can that impact vaccination programs and even education about diseases like monkeypox?
It is difficult. It really is difficult. We hope in many parts of the world that the stigma against gay and bisexual men has lessened. We have gay marriage. We have legislation about equality. We would hope that stigma should be a thing of the past. But the reality is in many places, if not all places, there is still some stigma. I'd just say we have to follow the evidence on this, which is that gay and bisexual men are most affected and have most to benefit from vaccination. We also need to realise that while it is overwhelmingly gay and bisexual men who are getting it now, because it can be transmitted from skin to skin, it's not a gay and bisexual men's disease. It can be transmitted to other people. So we really just need to stick to the evidence in a calm and focused fashion. And if we get on top of that vaccination, we have every chance of stopping this epidemic in its tracks. It's not like COVID. It's less infectious than COVID. And we also have a vaccine here at the beginning of the epidemic, which can stop it. So if we get onto this soon, we will stop this epidemic in its track. This is not going to be another COVID.
Yes. Yeah. Well, speaking of COVID, I wanted to ask you finally, Professor Gruelich, the pandemic has taught us anything is that we can't have a glass ball to look into the future for these things. But do you have any predictions that you can share with us with monkeypox? Should we expect this outbreak to grow or continue?
So it does come down to vaccination, because we have that effective vaccination. So we need to not repeat the mistakes we made with COVID vaccination. So not only do high-income countries like Australia need to roll this out to at-risk populations, but we need to ensure all countries around the world have access to this vaccination. We learnt with COVID that if anywhere in the world is under-vaccinated, the epidemic will come back. So we really must learn the lessons of COVID, that around the world, low and middle income countries must have access to this vaccine.